From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Delegates to the Paris Climate Change Conference have adopted a deal to tackle global warming. As VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the agreement aims to keep the planet from warming, provides investment in poorer countries, and sets peak carbon emissions levels.
I see the reaction is positive. I see no objections. The Paris Agreement is adopted.
The drop of a gavel by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius culminates several nights of haggling and years of paralysis on the question of climate change. Cheers erupted among the delegates of nearly 200 nations who, for the first time ever in a 31-page document, agreed on how to move forward to curb global warming. The deal came despite opposition led by India, China, Saudi Arabia, and Malaysia. They argued that industrialized nations should shoulder more of the burden. These nations' economies are dependent on fossil fuels, and the transition to greener energy will be especially painful for them. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Here in Washington, President Obama hailed the Paris Agreement, saying that the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth, while helping developing nations implement clean energy programs through public and private financing.
The Paris Agreement establishes the enduring framework the world needs to solve the climate crisis. It creates the mechanism, the architecture, for us to continually tackle this problem in an effective way.
Mr. Obama cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than one-third by the year 2030. This is VOA News.